Are we starting to tap into it? Yeah, I would hope it's the tip of the iceberg, you know. I just see him getting more comfortable every week with what we're doing and not having to think and let his God-given athletic ability kind of show itself.
Do you see teams paying more attention to him now than they did 4 weeks ago?
I think everybody probably pays attention to him just from the standpoint of he's been behind the defense a few times, so you kind of want to know where that guy's at and who you're going to play in front, who you're going to play over the top of him.
Is he, like, deceptively fast? He looks like he runs with ease.
He's a long strider. He's a build speed guy, probably faster at 60 yards than he is at 40 yards just because of how his stride takes him. But you probably got that right. He does run with ease.
Admittedly lost when he got here. I mean, he had a lot after sitting out for a year and what have you and kind of being parachuted in here in July or whatever. Has the growth been what you would expect?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's met muster in every area that, you know, you may have wondered about. I've talked before about him being a great note-taker, being a studious guy in meetings, and I think that's helped him on the football field. But like I said, his God-given athletic ability is coming to play now just because he doesn't have to think as much. He's doing some things that don't require a great deal of effort in terms of processing it and getting out of huddle, because you really want to be concentrating on what's happening on the other side of the ball as opposed to what you're supposed to be doing.
All sports are kind of sports of making adjustments. I'm not sure the same is true with receiver in football, but do you anticipate Josh Gordon, like defenses, making adjustments because they're more aware of Josh Gordon and him having to maybe make adjustments back to maintain his skill level?
Yeah, I think we're already seeing that. I think we're seeing, you know, some different kind of rolled coverages, and you know, that's one of the things that he can be better at he does have to make adjustments as a wide receiver because of some of the rolls and some of the conversions that routes take when people do roll to you.
3/4 of the way into this season, where is your offensive line as far as do you see improvement? Obviously, you have a rookie in there, yet you had to move a guy in halfway through the season. Mm-hmm. How are they working out for you?
They're about 3/4 of the way there. You know, I just think that they've been a very cohesive group, even though, you know, there's been some change in there. But typically your good offensive lines, and I like to believe they're a good offensive line, really play together and kind of congeal together. And I think I've really seen that from that group. You know, George does a tremendous job with those guys, but it really takes the guys to kind of embrace it. And whether you're a rookie or whether you're a guy like John Greco that's in there starting because somebody else left, I see a very cohesive unit there.
Greco bringing to the table, I mean, they're really the offensive line hasn't missed a beat, you know, with him in there. The progression seemed like it just was the same. Talk a little bit about...
Well, he's a meatball. He's a meatball.
Oh, a meatball.
Yeah. We have a personnel grouping that's called Meatball, and it's fashioned after John Greco. So I'll let him go into that with you about why they came up with the name Meatball, because I'm not even sure.
What areas has Brandon Whedon improved most from beginning of the season to
now? I think just being comfortable with, you know, being able to articulate with ease our rather wordy plays. You know, he's the guy that disseminates information. So, you know, when everybody's standing in the huddle looking at him, you don't hear any stuttering or having to repeat. And I think those things are things that you take for granted. But once again, for him not to have to think about it, for him to be able to articulate exactly what the paragraph is that he has to say that requires a play, I think that's helped everybody. And I've seen him probably make the most strides in that area.
And as far as just seeing the field and finding his receivers, is that steady improvement or is that?
I think he's steady improving because he understands conceptually where everybody's going to be. And not only does he understand conceptually, you have to know what people's skill set is, how they're going to go about getting there. Greg Little's different getting to a spot on the field than Josh Gordon is. They're all kind of different, so you have to be able to take that and transfer that into your scheme, and then be able to see it and know how it's going to come out.
Earlier in the week, Pat Shermer talked about how you guys have kind of settled on Gordon and Little, and then the other guys at 3 and 4 in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Little said yesterday that he's so relieved that he's not in and out every other play like earlier in the game.
Yeah.
Do you think that's accounted for his more success late at play?
Well, you know, I think probably – Tony, your consistency of performance gets you more consistently on the field. And so, you know, I think with his performance picking up, then, you know, you're trying to keep him on the field as much as you can, as opposed to switching pieces in and out. There's also been a little bit of, you know, ebb and flow in terms of the injury factor at that position, too. Who's available, who's in, who's out, who's got a hamstring, that type of thing. And like Bud Grant used to tell me, your best ability is availability. Those guys have been available, both Josh and Greg, throughout this whole football season.
So that's the origin of it, just being healthy? Being
healthy, and, you know, when you're there, you get to take the turns. It's one thing to take reps mentally on the side. You like those things, but it's another thing to take them mentally and physically. And I think you've seen Greg improve just from having been there.
Was the Raiders game as accurate as Brandon's been this season?
I wouldn't call a couple of those interceptions accurate. So I'd probably default to a game where he hadn't thrown any interceptions. But, you know, he threw the ball pretty good. He had different kinds of throws. But I'd probably, like I said, default to one where he didn't throw errant passes.
Did you give him a break on the second interception because he said he got hit while he was throwing it?
We don't give them a break on much, you know. It goes down as an interception. People don't want to hear about whether it was tipped or, you know.
On the touchdown, he didn't have to break stride, but he kind of had to reach back.
Mm-hmm.
Was that just a case of his deceptive speed? And the other question is, have you ever seen Wheaton overthrow him in practice?
I don't think I've seen him overthrow him in one where he said, you can't throw it far enough to get it there after the play fake and the play action. I don't think I've ever seen him throw one past him when he knew it was coming, let's put it that way. But that's that build speed thing that you're talking about. Everybody thought that was a great ball, and you're right. As he did have to pull it off his back shoulder pad a little bit.
But that is just a case of Gordon getting it at the 60-yard.
Yeah, turning it over at a high rate further down the field. I mean, it's a 40-year, he's just starting to get going.
Outside of staying healthy, you know, from what you've seen, what does Muhammad Massapoit have to do to become a consistent, productive receiver?
Oh, boy. I mean, it's hard for me to say anything, but, he had a tremendous offseason. You know, I would have been the first that would have told you that. I thought he had a very good training camp. You know, I'm giving you a history lesson, but he's out after one play in the Detroit game in the first preseason game. It's hard for me to say anything but be healthy. You know, he just needs to be healthy because being healthy gets you in there to take turns. And then the quarterback gets a little bit better feel for you. And then those guys can relate a little bit. And then there's a little bit of confidence. And then, you know, good things end up happening. But I couldn't say anything but be healthy.
Brad, how'd your meeting with Taglia move?
It wasn't a one-on-one, so it was fine. It was about this many people in the room. That's probably all I want to say about it.
Do you believe that's the extent of your involvement?
Yeah, I didn't do anything wrong.
No, I mean, you won't be called back to the principal's office, as far as you know?
I don't think so.
Brad, what have you thought of Trent Richardson's development? Where do you see him as a back right now?
You know, same thing with Trent. I think Trent gets more comfortable each week, and those couple of nicks and injuries have, you know, slowed him a little bit. I thought he had a lively practice yesterday. And you can really kind of gradate those things, you know, how a guy comes back and practices on a Wednesday. Wednesdays are oftentimes, you know, your body's not moving quite the way you want it from a Sunday game. But I think it all has to do with how, you know, how fresh he is coming out of a game. And sometimes, you know, he can be at have 20 or 25 carries and maybe not have taken any real violent hits. And sometimes those 25 hits, there's a price to be paid.
Do you see him as that kind of heavy duty back, able to do this?
Well, you know, he's our leading receiver, so he's been productive in the passing game, and I see him picking up people in the blitz. Yeah, I mean, he's carrying the ball 20 times a game, so I'd say he's a workhorse.
Can Trent learn anything from Ontario's kind of style, bursting through that hole? Or is that just not Trent's style?
You know, I think they learn from each other. You know, I mean, the thing you learn is you want to be doing your best all the time, because somebody else can move ahead if you're not careful. And I think that's a nice creative tension to have in the running back room. Do I mean that Montero can overtake? I don't know that he can do that. But when you have more people with skill, you know, I think it's always good to have that creative tension, whether it's a receiver, running back, tight end, you know. Yet they all kind of pull for each other a little bit. So I think it's a good thing.
Do you see Brandon becoming more comfortable throwing to the tight ends? And what kind of growth is Jordan
getting? You know, Jordan gets better and better. Remember, he's not played football for very long. So this being his second year in the system, and kind of having, as I say, that one lap around a track, to me is huge. And then I think Steve does a tremendous job with those tight ends, as well as I believe you can learn as much at the back of the line, like with Ben talking to you, as you can at the front of the line when you're taking a turn and Steve's talking to you. So I think those guys all kind of pull for each other and coach each other, and Steve does a great job of orchestrating that whole thing. And I just see him being more comfortable. And same thing, the confidence thing is huge, you know, between he and the quarterback and just himself having that confidence.
Brad, you made mention of those interceptions last week. I mean, guys running the ball up and down the field. How close is this offense to be where you get not just the domination and the stats, but you get the points to go along with it? You really break out.
Well, I think we have to be better as a red zone team, first of all. I mean, if you're going to get those points, you got to be better in the red zone. And that's something that we haven't probably accentuated as much as we would have liked to. But it's getting there. As I mentioned before, it's about three-quarters of the way through, you know.
Brad, you talked about interceptions. What about the passing through with his knee down when he just kind of flung it out there?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that was real advisable. I didn't feel like that was a very smart thing to do. You know, we trust you to take care of the football. It's a sack of gold, and last thing you want to do is be nonchalant around the football.
Did you work with Bud Grant? You just mentioned him a few minutes ago.
No, he worked in the same. He was in the same building as us. Bud's a great guy. He was always a great resource for me.
And then that was when?
At the Vikings.
Okay.